Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Now hold on. I have tonight's bout card and it says, I am reading this correctly. Taoism is back. Taoism! A tradition that literally teaches you to do nothing. Booked in a philosophy arena. I cannot explain this booking. I cannot defend this booking. What I can tell you is that one question is about to get it answered by 15 wisdom traditions. And at least one of them is going to tell you that showing up is the trying. And the trying is the thing. And I need to sit down.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets run through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and build your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, how do I keep showing up to something that only becomes real if neither of us admits we're trying? Now flip it. What if one of you admitted it? The answer that comes back quietly from somewhere uncomfortable is probably it would end, which means the silence is an avoidance. It might be the architecture. How do I keep showing up when the admission would be the demolition? Taoism comes in with something almost too clean for how painful this question is. The Tao Te Ching says the wheel works because of the hollow center. 30 spokes, one hub, and the empty space is exactly what makes the thing turn. The game where naming it kills it? Taoism says that's not a trap. That's the design. You are the valley. The valley makes no claim on what fills it. It just stays low and receives. Some people will find that liberating. People having a bad week will find it enraging, and both responses are completely fair.
Stoicism has no patience for the valley. It says you're not waiting for the thing to be named. You're waiting for permission to keep acting. And that permission is yours to give unilaterally. The other person's silence is not in your control. Your showing up is build the citadel, don't wait for someone to acknowledge the walls exist, which is useful, but it also sort of describes someone renovating a house the other person may never move into.
Existentialism goes somewhere darker and more honest. It wants you to notice the doctor's intake form moment, pen hovering, hand performing casualness with surgical precision. And it says, that performance is the trying. You are not accidentally nonchalant. You are working at it. Both of you are. The script has no author, only because both of you agree not to sign it. Existentialism says, pick up the pen. Or admit you've already set it down. There's no third option where the hovering is neutral.
Buddhism and absurdism basically agree on the facts and land in completely opposite emotional zip codes. Buddhism. The pretending is the showing up. There is no cleaner layer underneath where the real thing lives. The courtyard fills with snow, whether you name it love or not. Absurdism. The trying is the only honest thing either of you has done, and you should bury it completely. Show up tomorrow having decided nothing, which is the most radical decision available. One of those is peaceful. The other is a dare.
The pop culture oracle went to peanuts. Specifically the one where Lucy holds the football, Charlie Brown runs, she pulls it, he lands flat on his back staring at the sky, and then he gets up and lines up again. Not because he's a fool, because the running is the only moment where neither of them is performing. The oracles read, showing up is the admission. Your body already said it. I thought this was going to be a comedy beat, and then it kind of wasn't. Islam makes the same move from a completely different angle. The niyyah, the silent turning of the heart, is already the complete act. Allah witnesses the interior. The Kaaba doesn't need you to announce which direction you're facing. You face it, and the facing is the prayer.
Judaism is the one that's going to make you laugh and then feel it. Hillel stood on one foot. What is hateful to you, do not do to another. The rest is commentary. He did not say, first confirm the other person is also standing. And then the Talmud asks, who eats the Shabbat bread when two hands reach for it at the same moment? The answer, both of you are already at the table. That's not a resolution, that's just a true description of where you both are, which, depending on your week, is either enough or maddening.
If I'm calling one tradition first about this question, it's Islam. Not for certainty, for permission. The idea that the interior turning is already real, already witnessed before any word crosses either of your lips. You don't need the other person to ratify what your heart already did. Come back tomorrow.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. If this free daily multilingual show is something you want to keep alive, you can support it and subscribe at TheGodShow.us. New question. 15 traditions. Every single day. In multiple languages. No charge. Now, Taoism. Taoism came into this arena tonight and told a room full of people that the empty center of the wheel is the useful part. And somehow nobody threw anything. I have been announcing philosophy bouts for longer than I care to admit. And I have never seen a tradition walk out, say almost nothing, and leave the crowd quieter than it arrived. The valley wins. I don't know how. I don't know what to put on the card. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.